sit next to him. And at that time I was fanning Srila Prabhupada, so I could hear the conversation that was going on between Prabhupada and him. And it turned out that that man was actually the chief of police of Kuwait. He came to Bombay for treatment, and that was the first evening he went out of the hospital. He was allowed to go out of the hospital. And he came to this park to have a stroll, and then he saw this big gathering. So out of curiosity he came there, and he was standing in the crowd, and Srila Prabhupada just picked him up from there and made him sit next to him. And it was such a beautiful sight. Here's a big spiritual leader from India, surrounded by so many of his disciples from all over the world, and attending a program where thousands of people gathered. And next to him is a Muslim gentleman. And that must have carried such a powerful message that ISKCON is not a sectarian religious group. ISKCON is open to anyone. Whoever wants to accept the teachings of the Vedas, whoever is interested to know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and whoever is interested to establish a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, irrespective of from which religious or social or cultural background one may be coming, everyone is invited. And so this was such a wonderful gesture of Srila Prabhupada's greatness, wonderful display of Srila Prabhupada's greatness. At the same time, I also remember some unpleasant incidents, like one during the question answer session. One man was challenging Srila Prabhupada that why he worships only Krishna and not Ram. And Prabhupada answered that no, we worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ram and Krishna are the same person. So, but the person kept on insisting, why we don't worship Ram, why don't we worship Krishna? Then Prabhupada pointed out that yes, we chant the holy name, and the holy name has Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. But still this man was not complying to Srila Prabhupada's reasoning. So finally Prabhupada was screaming practically that to him, he said that, do you have the eyes to see who you are worshipping? And in this way, Prabhupada just kept on explaining to him that the devotion of the devotee cannot be understood by this mundane consideration. And the crowd also became so upset with the person. And at that point, practically, they picked him up and threw him out of the room. And they just... because this man was so obnoxious. And so in this way, Srila Prabhupada was attending the conference, the program of Cross Mile. That was one of the most wonderful programs that I had seen. The crowd was extremely attentive, extremely receptive, and Prabhupada was so brilliant. And after the program, Prabhupada used to go home, go back to Kartikeya Mahadevi's house. And he used to be quite tired when he went back. And I used to massage his lotus feet. So one day, when I was massaging Prabhupada's feet, Prabhupada asked me, "So, how did you like my lecture?" Prabhupada would make some light-hearted comments like that, or ask some light-hearted questions in a joking way. He asked me, "So, how did you like my lecture tonight?" So I said, "Prabhupada, it was wonderful." And then Prabhupada asked, "So, what was so wonderful about it?" And so I told him, I repeated what I recalled from the lecture. And I could see that Prabhupada was very pleased. Prabhupada was pleased when he saw that we attentively listened to what he said, what he was saying. And in this way, we stayed in Kartikeya Mahadeva's house throughout that program in Krasmaina for 3 days. And then Prabhupada went back to Jugu temple. By this time, Prabhupada's apartment was complete. Prabhupada came, had the darshan of the deities. Those days, the main temple was not inaugurated. Only Radharash Bihari Deity were there in a small little tin shed. We had this colossal, this palatial structure of the temple, but Radharash Bihari was still in that tin shed. We also had the morning program, and all the programs were there, and the temple site was a construction site, so much couldn't be done there. And Prabhupada had the darshan, and the devotees were very ecstatic that Srila Prabhupada came back to the temple. And the lift took Srila Prabhupada to the 5th floor of the building, and he was happy to see that what is complete. And Kamalakrishna Maharaj and I were staying with him in the same room, his quarters, and so on. By the time Vinayagopal also came and joined, and just came, he just arrived actually the day for Guru Temple. And 3 of us were serving Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada did not go down very much. He was in his apartment, in his quarters, the whole day, all the time. But Srila Prabhupada used to continue to translate. Most of the time he was just translating, especially at night time. Srila Prabhupada used to translate. Sometimes he would even wake up at 11 o'clock and start translating. And I used to be there taking care of him, even at night. And it was such a wonderful sight to see Srila Prabhupada translating in the temple. Everywhere it was so quiet, only you could hear the dog barking from at a distance. Otherwise, there was no sound or sound. Because those days, Jugu was very quiet and uninhabited. And there was hardly any vehicle, especially at night. Practically, there was no vehicle there. And in that quiet of the night, the Prabhupada used his translation. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. So I'll come back to you again tomorrow. Bol Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada Ki.